What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Friday, so we're talking about a wonderful topic. Today, we're talking about Puerto Rico still needing our help. But before we get to that, we got to hype up a few things.
Absolutely.
Numero uno, we got a live show coming up. April 29th. I'm checking again because we just got the dates mixed up. It's going to be at Hubbly Bubbly. It's either going to be 9 or 10 o'clock that Sunday. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We're going to be there. We're going to do an episode. We're going to do positive news stories at the beginning. And we're going to take a break. And we're going to talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better. Show up if you want to be there. It's going to be packed. Reserve ahead. It's going to be wonderful. If you have any questions you want to ask us, you want to support the podcast, come check us out. We also have t-shirts we're selling. All the profits go to donations. It's absolutely wonderful. Have I missed anything?
You must be 18 to enter, 18 or older. Just throwing that one out there.
Oh, yeah. Also, follow us on our social media. Link below. We got the Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. We got Twitter at TPT_podcast. Instagram at the Positive Truth. Like, share, subscribe. We got great things coming out every single week on all of those platforms. How did I get everything?
I think we're golden.
So what's the topic today, Tim?
So we're talking about how Puerto Rico still needs help. Basically, what happened was, you know, Hurricane Maria came through in
October.
Yeah, that's the sad part about it. It came through months ago, and it did a lot of damage to a lot of islands and places that are down there in the Caribbean. And long story short, Puerto Rico being part of the United States, we're here to talk about how they still need help.
There isn't nearly enough social and political pressure on the federal government to help the people of Puerto Rico. And that's why we're doing this episode. So let's just get right into the facts, Tim.
Alrighty.
If you got them all pulled up.
Yeah, let's do this. Well, so Puerto Rico's basically, they requested about $94 billion to cover damages because, well, basically, it's billions and billions of dollars of damages that they've had. So, factually, they're looking for about $36 billion to take care of this island. Now, they've gotten some money, don't get me wrong, but is it near enough to get everything taken care of? No, because the fact of the matter is that they don't know exactly how many people even died from Hurricane Maria.
Oh, I got you something on that. The official death toll is 64, but the Times is estimated in real numbers over 1,000.
Exactly. That's exactly what I have right here. And they don't even know the exact amount. Why? Because not everything's okay over there right now.
They said the power might not come on until May.
Until after May.
Only 9 months later. No big deal.
They projected it to be on by the end of the year, then, at the end of January. Now it's all the way being pushed back to, it probably will not come back on until after May.
So you want to talk about why that's happening?
Why is that happening, JD?
Well, they lost about 50,000 power poles that need to be repaired or replaced. And they ordered 30,000 on October 6th, 16 days after the storm. And they're just now showing up at the beginning of March.
That's a problem.
That is a problem. So the island's governors and basically said that only about half the homes have their service restored. So most of the places went to like hospitals, things like desperately need power.
Right.
The residential areas are just gone.
And they're not getting taken care of. There's been a lot of people who fled Puerto Rico to go stay in New York, Florida, etc. For a new place to live. And the sad part about it is that odds are that people probably aren't coming back.
Yeah.
And that's terrible for Puerto Rico.
And the system didn't work before it came. So it was outdated, poorly managed grid. And I mean, it says 30,000 miles of electrical line were affected, about 65%. And that's not it. Like the drinking water. Like Puerto Rico had the worst drinking water of any state or territory in the United States. Nearly 70% of the island's water customers before the hurricane in September. Nearly 70% received their tap water from systems that were found to have unlawful high levels of contaminants like bacteria, volatile organic compounds, and harmful byproducts of disinfection. And this is before the hurricane. Now it's just worse.
And that's exactly why 269,000 people flew from Puerto Rico to Florida. I mean, it was already bad before it got worse, and now they're not getting any help. People are leaving the island. I mean, it's going to be terrible.
Can you imagine this is happening in a U.S. state?
It did happen in a U.S. state, like in Houston, and the hurricanes, like in California with the fires. They had they had disasters going on over there. I don't want to say all natural because I'm not too sure what exactly happened in California, but they had natural disasters, and at the end of the day, America stepped in and we did everything we could to help. Now, don't get me wrong, a lot of people have tried to help Puerto Rico with the whole Somos thing, Jennifer Lopez, A-Rod, Bruno Mars, all these
stars. That was right after it happened.
Exactly. People were, you know, doing their part as civilians. You get what I'm saying? We're not the president of the United States. We're not in any type of political office that can actually make a decision to go out there and help the U.S. territory like we should be doing. Because I cannot remember the lady's name. I wish I would have looked it up before we got on air. But like she told Donald Trump, whenever you take over a territory, it comes with responsibilities. And the United States did that with Puerto Rico. Now we have to be responsible for this island.
That's what I'm saying. If it was an actual state, this would never be happening.
Exactly.
And that's why we're still bringing awareness to this issue, because it's kind of crazy. It's still happening. Yeah. Says FEMA is overwhelmed?
Yeah, man. FEMA is like, they reported that they're overwhelmed. They're stretched super thin. Aside from Puerto Rico, the agency is responding to multiple federal disaster zones in California, in Texas, and in Florida, because Hurricane Maria also hit parts of Florida. Puerto Rico's getting
the least,
and they're getting it last. I mean, we have to talk about it because we're the positive truth. Me being Puerto Rican myself,
I was about to bring it up.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. I saw it in your eyes. Me being Puerto Rican myself, I have cousins that left Puerto Rico that are staying with family members because their power isn't on. They don't have any kind of power over there. So for me, it's like, man, I'm thinking everybody's good. You know, my family's okay. They're living, but at the end of the day, they can't even go back to their house. To me, that's, man, I couldn't even imagine myself not being able to go back to my home because...
9 months later?
9 months later, they could have had a baby and all kinds of stuff.
You'll get a power back on in June. This happened in September. No big deal.
True story. And what sucks
about we lose power in Oklahoma for a week and we think, like, the world's over.
For a day. People are calling OG&E like crazy. Like, is my electricity coming back on? Like, their refrigerator doesn't even get, you know, warm or anything. Everything in there is still cold when people... In Puerto Rico, you know, there's still 450 people living in shelters.
I mean, the situation is awful. That's what we're talking about.
Terrible.
But how can we help?
How can we help? Well, again, like Somos, there was a big benefit concert. You can always raise money yourselves, come out with creative ways to raise money yourselves. And there's also a disaster relief fund by World's Vision. We'll have a link for you guys to check out if you guys want to help out with Hurricane Maria. For sure. There was something else that happened for Puerto Rico. It was a kid did something. Didn't he sell his jersey? We talked about that on Monday, Wednesday.
We've done all kinds of kids helping. There's been the kids that did the lamps. Like, he's like 16, so he made like these little like lamps, and he was giving them out to people without power.
Right.
The kid that gave it, that like sold his like jersey, signed jersey.
That's the one that I was talking about. He got a professional soccer jersey by his favorite player, sold his jersey to give the money to Puerto Rico, and then the soccer player ended up giving him a jersey anyways with a sign and everything saying that, no, you're getting a jersey. And then he matched his donation too, didn't he?
Yeah.
See, that kills me, man. Children even know Puerto Rico needs help. These professional athletes know Puerto Rico needs help. There's a lot of people that are doing for Puerto Rico.
We just got to pressure our local, state, federal government to help out. We just got to keep talking about it.
And how do you do that? You call them, you email them, right?
And then you vote if they don't do it, if they don't help out. You mean, vote them out of office.
Wait, you mean my vote matters?
Every single time.
Wow.
shout out to episode one.
Shout out to episode one.
I mean, I don't have your link, but I have like 12, 10, 15 links. If you want to donate to Puerto Rico, all you have to do is pick up your phone, Puerto Rico donation, and there's just going to be tons of links. They need so much help.
Absolutely.
Global Giving, the Hispanic Foundation, United for Puerto Rico, Catholic Charities, Project Hope, Heart on Heart, Heart to Heart, Light Up Puerto Rico. Like, literally, there's a nonprofit called Light Up Puerto Rico. It gets everywhere. You can volunteer. Animal Rescue. Like,
how dope was it that all those volunteers went down to Puerto Rico? There was like tons of people. You're talking about thousands of people that went down there.
And people still there.
That's amazing to me, man. I'm glad that, like, they're getting help. I just wish it would be more, for sure.
And that's why we're talking about it.
Absolutely. Bringing awareness. It's not over yet.
And we're going to keep talking about it until it is away, until everyone's back on their feet. That's what we do. We stick together in this country, right, Tim?
We're learning how to, for sure. True story.
I think we covered everything. We talked about what it is, why it's an issue, facts about it.
My internet's not working. It's fine though.
Oh, this is different. Usually it's my internet not working. Now it's Tim Tim's.
Yeah, it's not working.
So, yeah, either way, please go out and donate. That's why we're talking about this issue. And yeah. So I'm guessing you don't have a quote, Tim?
I definitely don't.
You know, I never told you this. We've been doing this for over a year. But I've never liked quotes. This has always been your thing.
Yeah, I know. And I'm always the one that don't have the quotes. That sounds about right. So,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with quotes. It's just like, if I see one on Instagram or Facebook, I'm just scrolling past it and not reading.
Man, I was, as a kid, I loved quotes. I had like a notebook full of quotes.
Really?
Yeah, man. I get inspired by the smallest
thing. What was the first one in your notebook?
Man, hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard. I knew it before KD said it. I hate when people give KD that credit. Anyways, hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard. You guys have a good day.
Make sure to check us out on April 29th at the live show. Like, share, and subscribe. We'll be back on Monday with more positive news. We're out.
Stay positive.